welcome back to the Ramble Room. This is Sarah, along with Joseph, Diane, and Ken. You were first this time.
Yeah, thank you so much. I'd like to thank my mother or someone.
If she's listening. Does your mom even listen?
Hi, other mom.
Okay, so we have a very serious issue to discuss today. There is some unrest in the Middle East. Just kidding. This is an article from 2017. But we're going to pretend like there is currently unrest in the Middle East.
Oh, yes. We all need so far-fetched. I don't know.
Yes. We all need to keep an eye out. There is an article from the Daily Beast, again from April of 2017. So it's a little outdated, but I thought it was funny. So we're going to bring it. An Israeli spy was arrested a few days ago off the shore of the Gaza Strip, according to a report published in a Palestinian newspaper called Al-Quds. I'm going to butcher every single...
The Quds.
Sure, yeah.
It's
I'm pretty sure it's Quds.
Okay.
That's not what a cow chews.
Right. It's Al-Quds.
Quds.
For all of you Middle Eastern experts out there. The agent in question was found diving through the waves and practicing excellent echolocation. It was, in fact, a dolphin whose, quote, suspicious movements had drawn the attention of naval commandos. Upon further investigation, they reportedly found the animal outfitted with a camera and an underwater monitoring device capable of firing small arrows.
Pew! Wow! An armed dolphin!
He must be Agent 0007.
Did they take this dolphin into custody?
A Hamas source speaking to the paper claimed the dolphin was an agent of Israeli spy agency Mossad. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Close
enough. Because it's going to keep coming. And had been gathering footage of their naval trainings in order to assist Israel in battling the organization's militant wing, another name I'm not going to pronounce. Israeli animal spies have supposedly been spotted in the waters off Egypt, the skies above Turkey, and even in the trees of Sudan.
Dolphins in the sky?
Well, clearly not the dolphins.
With diamonds?
We'll get there. All right. In 2007, Iranian authorities went on a spree of arresting squirrels. Found near the border.
If you're going to arrest squirrels, it better be a spree. It couldn't be a rash. It'd have to be a spree.
There's nothing lethargic about arresting squirrels. No. No. Found near the border, the 14 rodents were allegedly outfitted with eavesdropping gear by Israel, or so it was claimed. Quote, the squirrels were carrying spy gear of foreign agencies and were stopped before they could act, thanks to the alertness of our intelligence services, unquote.
I never did trust a squirrel.
You know what? It's just been a couple of days since some squirrels dropped from our eaves.
Were they?
Into the trees.
They were eavesdropping.
Yes, they were. And I never even thought to suspect them of anything.
Do they have tiny arrows?
Like, this is something that the public needs to know about. Iran State News Agency wrote, that's the end of the quote.
Do you have eaves and trees in your yard? And squirrels?
The next year, two pigeons were detained near Iranian nuclear enrichment facility.
I can understand that because they've been carriers for a long time, not just of COVID.
Conspiracy theories abound that Israel, one of the world's most technologically advanced countries, has collected a zoo-like arsenal of high-tech creatures for its intelligence missions. And it's true that Mossad espionage is legendary, with Hollywood-worthy covert operations, including assassinations... From those arrow-equipped dolphins?
They're launching them onto land.
Just when you thought it was safe to go back in the water.
Please, tell us what you have learned, Mr. Dolphin. Oh, dash it all.
That the bionic spy animal plots have been refuted with regularity, the animals are being monitored by conservationists tracking their migratory patterns, has done little to extinguish the fires of intrigue through the Middle East. Dun, dun, dun.
I'll never trust a squirrel again.
It's not just the squirrels. Let's continue. In 2010, moving up the timeline, an Egyptian marine biologist sparked a rumor that Israel had sent over GPS-enabled sharks to carry out a series of shark attacks that killed one tourist and left a handful of other tourists injured off the Sinai coast of Egypt. Here's a quote. Why would these sharks travel 4,000 kilometers and not have any accidents until they entered Sinai waters? Unquote. The theory was propelled on by the region's governor, who postured that the sharks may be working for Mossad to drive away tourism from Egypt's Red Sea resorts.
What a dastardly plot!
I don't know how that works out. They're working for massages? Is that what I heard?
Yeah, I think so. That's what I work for.
This sounds like a Leslie Nielsen movie or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, stop calling me.
The Israeli Foreign Ministry shot back with ridicule, accusing the politician of watching, quote, Jaws one time too many, unquote.
Only watched the first 5 minutes.
A few years later, a stork was jailed on suspicion of being a Mossad plant to gather information in Egypt. It was released, but killed several days later.
That doesn't sound like released.
No, that's a bad.
We let him go. We promise.
When do we get to the mink?
There's no mink. Let the mink go.
Aww.
Let them rest. In 2012, a small Turkish village was thrown into a frenzy when a bird was found dead with a tag bearing an identification number and the word Israel.
A toe tag?
Yeah, because.
With a chalk outline.
Ruined some perfectly good dark meat.
The Turkish counterterrorism unit even investigated the espionage claims until the town was satisfactorily convinced that the tag indicated it was being tracked for migration. Mm-hmm. Not as exciting.
I've heard that before.
But suspicions boiled over again a year later when a kestrel with a similar tag was found in another village. A kestrel.
Isn't that some sort of racing motor oil?
I think so.
Yeah.
It made quite a mess. Medical examiners subjecting the bird to x-rays actually registered it as Israeli spy in their examination documents. Honey, what'd you do at work today? It's classified.
I could tell you, but...
Then I have to tag you.
I feel really stupid.
But without any evidence of undercover operations uncovered in the tests, the bird was deemed harmless and cleared for takeoff. Except it couldn't fly because it had been exposed to too many x-rays. In late 2012, the same theories went transcontinental and flared up in Sudan. Officials in an area of Darfur, is that how you say it?
Close enough.
Darfur. Discovered a vulture outfitted with a GPS and satellite broadcast equipment.
Was Heil it from Darfur.
Liverpool? We're your friends. Just kidding. Its leg tag identified it as being part of Jerusalem's Hebrew University program. The bird was claimed by Israel's Parks Authority, which said it was among the 100 vultures being studied and was in no way engaging in reconnaissance.
It would be kind of hard to control a vulture.
Yes.
Oh, dead meat.
You think the vultures are tricky? Let's keep going. Here's a quote. This is ordinary equipment that is used around the world to detect movement of wildlife. There are hundreds of studies using this technology on everything from butterflies and sea turtles to sharks and whales. End quote. Some ecologist with a really weird name told CNN at the time. I can't say that it's a weird name because that's probably racist. I'm not an intelligence expert, but what would be learned from putting a camera onto a vulture? You cannot control it. It's not a drone that you can send where you want. What would be the benefit of watching a vulture eat the insides of a dead camel? End quote.
Well, and I was wondering, I would be kind of interested in watching a butterfly try to fly wearing a camera.
Yes. I would think they could train the vultures to be able to do autopsies.
Oh my gosh. That's brilliant.
It makes sense. They could go in there, never mind this, just probing around looking for spyware.
And they could be able to taste poisons, you know, like, which was it arsenic or was it cyanide?
They have a buddy system, though. They watch each other. Oh, I know that one.
But they spend a few years building up an immunity to
iocane powder.
Yes.
A year earlier, a vulture with a similar research project had been arrested for being part of a so-called Zionist plot in Saudi Arabia.
How do you put on the cuffs?
Can you? I'm trying to picture the jail.
Yeah.
The vulture standing there on one foot with his cup back and forth on the bars. Because it hasn't been fed any dead meat for a while.
The Tel Aviv University tagged beast was handed over to security forces for its reckoning, and its fate remains unclear.
After all this
time. Let's all have a moment of silence for the vulture.
Patience, my butt.
I wonder if they tortured it for information.
No animals were harmed in the making of this article. Animals have been used in military and espionage campaigns for centuries, typically as messengers, but occasionally in more foolhardy roles. In the 1960s, the CIA spent $15 million to turn a house cat into a bionic eavesdropping acoustic kitty. The shortcomings of this program later led to be deemed not practical.
That's what you get for using a cat.
At least the dog will do what you ask him.
Thinking you could train a cat.
But they get better. In the 1970s, M15 considered training gerbils to identify foreign spies in its midst.
Wait a minute. We're not going to cover gerbils in the ramble room.
Agents trained the rodent to detect rising adrenaline with their sense of smell. The program was scrapped when it determined the terrorists and plane passengers with a fear of flying emitted similar adrenaline levels. Can you imagine if you were just going, I'm not a good flyer, I'm super nervous, and some gerbil attacked you?
No,
you're a spy!
It's not attacking, it's just sitting there pointing you out.
It's her! Other animal-centric programs were found to be more productive. Oh, thank goodness. Since the 1960s, the U.S. Navy has trained its own fleet of dolphins, and now sea lions as well, to detect underwater mines as part of the Marine Mammal Program.
That much at least is true.
Yes. Yeah. 5 were sent to Vietnam to test their monitoring skills, and during the Iraq War, dolphins were dispatched into enemy waters to locate mines.
I wonder if they had to teach them another language before sending them overseas.
So that the dolphin interrogators couldn't.
Yeah, they say that dolphins have. They say that dolphins have a language, but is it the same language all over the seas, or when they go over to Asia, which by the way is a continent? When they go to Asia,
couldn't.
Do they have a different dolphin language?
I don't know. Maybe they speak Asian.
I was just wondering what the dolphin sound would be like.
I already showed you this, Kevin.
To me, that's similar, but it could be in a completely different
this
language.
This is the Asian dolphin.
Oh.
Got to be different from
careful.
The South American. The South American dolphin speaks much more slowly.
Joe, be very quiet now.
Yes. There are still secrets being guarded about where the animal kingdom and military-industrial complex collide. In April, an amusing Freedom of Information Act request from the U.S. government for, quote, any information pertaining to the use of animals in surveillance, unquote, particularly squirrels, ravens, pigeons, cats, and sharks. All of these tiny things and sharks. The request had been rejected, with the agency stating that it can neither confirm nor deny the existence of the requested documents.
It was swamp gas reflecting off of a weather balloon.